I was present in the court last Monday for the announcement of the A5 ruling, and I have to say the sense of disappointment was absolutely palpable. And you know, whilst certainly I felt it whilst there along with everyone else, my first thoughts were with the families who have lost loved ones along that notorious road. And certainly the delay brings risk of more accidents and carnage and deaths every single day that road is delayed. And certainly as someone who uses the road every day, including this morning, and who has children who drive that road every day and every week, my heart does be in my mouth, because you're always waiting for that call and you're always frightened. The A5 is so absolutely crucial for not just the West Roman City, but the wider Northwest, for to save lives, create jobs, and reduce journey times. And not only is it an important route to connect the northwest of Ireland to Dublin, but it's a very important internal route here in the north as well, to get us from Omagh and Strabane and all the communities in between to Belfast to the east as well, which is very, very important. The setback, I say, has been very, very disappointing. But the minister, as indicated here last week, is determined to see this road developed. It's a 100-page judgment, and no doubt they'll have to go through that there with their officials and their legal teams to plot out a way forward. And I say I spoke to many, many people since then, and including when I was down in Croke Park at the All-Ireland quarter-final, and spoke to probably hundreds of people yesterday, and this was a big, dominant piece of conversation with them. And I suppose, like, all of us were asking questions, what's the next step, how can we move forward? But I have to say that one of the overriding themes of what people who spoke to me was that it's important that we all work together, that we need to get around the table, work together to get this project back on track, to get the new A5 built, because our families, our communities, businesses, and the North, people of the Northwest, deserve no less.